Hello to all my chaver Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world, continuing on our Shiurim and Mishnayos. We are Masechtas Erevin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara is Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah begins, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Beis Sosayim. You could make a enclose up to the size of a Beis Sosayim, which works out to be 100 amas by 50 in length by 50 amas wide. That area would be enough to grow two sasayim worth of tefuah, so two saws worth. So the Rav says you shouldn't make an enclosure for the be'er. That's what we're talking about back with the well. You shouldn't make it only up until that size of two sasayim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, and the Tosafot Rabbi Eger says the Gemara isn't sure. Wonders when he says it should be up to two sasayim. Is it include the well plus the enclosure around it? That if the well and the space where the pasim, the posts around it together, is more than two sasayim, it is aser? Or does he just mean the size of the well itself without the posts? Okay, that if the well itself or the cistern, okay, is two sasayim's worth, then you can make the pasim around it, you make the posts around it, four amas distance from each side of this water enclosure, in order that an animal could put its head, most of its body, the para, could put it in there. So, Mara's not sure, do you mean the two, including the well, or just the well itself? So, Amr Lo, the Chum said to him, Lo Amr Beis Sasayim El Legino Karchef. No, this whole rule that something can only be up to two saws worth, you know, the 100 by 50, is only for a garden or a karpif. Okay, as Rashi and the Rav explain, these are areas that are not where people are going to be living within. A karpif is a enclosure that's a large enclosure outside of the city that they're going to people store their wood like a storage area outside the city. Okay, and the gina is a garden, and neither of them people live on. And that's where they say you can make an enclosure with a air of around it up to that limit. Avalim ha-yadir, but if we're talking about, and they're going to mention a few different things, that the Chacham are going to say these are really useful for people to use on a more or less everyday basis. So if it was a deer, and Rashi and Rav say, it means where a corral for animals that they put in the fields. Sometimes they move. It's a movable corral so that the animals, as they're going about their daily basis and eating and letting loose their wastes, they will be fertilizing the fields. So it moves around. They move this around so that different areas of the field be fertilized. So, and Rabbi Yonasan and the Meiri says, it not only is it a place with the enclosed where the animals are, but you have to also have a hut there for the person that's the herder, because it has to be something we're saying that's going to be used by people. And the Riffa says, the fact that the herder himself is going to be there with his flock, that makes this place considered mukaf for a person's use. It's surrounded for a person's daily use. He doesn't mention anything about having a hut. That's the Riffa. Okay, so if we have this corral enclosure, oh, Sachar, what is that? Rashi says it's an enclosure for the animals in the city. Before the deer was for the animals outside the city, or if it's a corral within the city. And the Rav adds that some have a girus of sahar, like it's a jail house. And the Pirish of the Mishnayos, the Rambam mentions the jail house. And we'll explain in a minute why jail house should be any different than any other living accommodations. The Taisis Yantif says, look in Paragimel of Shvias, Mishnah Dalad, in the explanation of the Rav, and there he has a Girsa of the Sahar, and even though he says that, he explains it like the Sahar, that it's the place where we're going to put the animals of the city. Okay? But over there, in Shvias, Paragimel, Mishnah Dalad, it's impossible to explain that he's talking about a jailhouse, and I checked it out there, because the Mishnah there starts off talking about Hamadir Sadeh, it's talking about a field, okay, and it's not talking about a jailhouse. So in any event, the Birkei Yosef in Yuma, Daf Yudam Beis says, even though a jailhouse is a place where people live, he says still it's mentioned here, because you might think that it's a place where people do live, but they don't want to live there. They're forced to live there. Maybe that would not be considered a regular habitable place for people. Okay, so we have all these different items so far. The deer, the zachar. Muksa, the Mishnah says. What is the muksa? Rashi and the Rav says it's a place behind your houses where you're going to store things. Chatzer, as Rashi Rav says, it's a place, open area in front of the houses. All these four things, the deer, zachar, the chatzer, and the muksa, all these are considered that it's been closed for living purposes. And the pasi biros and the posts around the well is also, since the water is necessary for people to drink, it's a good usage. So the Bir Halach in Simon Shin and Ches Sif Aleph says, he mentions our Mishnah here in the beginning of the Perek, and that mentions the different things that are considered enclosed for living, like the deer, zahar, the muks, and the chatzar, and also the pasi biros. And he mentioned that Rashi, in explaining this, says that we need a little understanding here, because I understand the chatzar in front of your house. We can say that people put things in front of their house that they're going to use a lot of different times during the day. It's necessary every hour to get something from there. That's why it's considered part of your living. Similarly, the muksa behind your house, there too people put things, even though they don't use it all the time, but it's something they're going to use for their living conditions. But this deer with a corral outside the city, and the sahar for the corral inside the city, why is that considered a living place? And the answer is that even there, even though it's not really tied to his house, still people go in and out there all the time to check on how the fertilizing is going, or also to milk their animals or to shear them. So therefore it's like it's part of his living, daily living usage. And he says, according to Rashi, we have to say the rechava is not like a karfif, not like an open area that's outside, that even though that a karfif is used to put wood for storage, as Rashi himself says, still, since it's far out of the city, it's probably people put wood there and they don't plan to use it right away because he stored it far away. And just the opposite, the rechava that's behind your house, your backyard, there you're going to put any wood that you're going to use right away at any time. And therefore, it's considered the tzorach of your dira, of your house. So in these cases that we've mentioned, anything that has to do with the house, the dira sahar, the muksa, the chatzar, and the pasiv yiras, afilu beis chamish kurim, even if it's as big as 5 kurim, afilu beis asar kurim, even if it's big 10 kurim, okay, a kur is 30 saw, okay, and therefore the base chamesh kurim, 5 kurim worth, would be 75 times as big as the base of base sasayim. So even if something 75 times as big as what we were saying before is good enough, but any of these things, any of these areas, since they're used for their daily habit of living, it can be a very, very big area, and you can surround it with a mechitza, and it would be good. Now, Taisa's enough chaf beis, but beis, the Riamaschal, the Adilma says, even if up to 1,000 kur, huge area, okay? Because he says, why should there be any upper limit? If it's something you're using for your daily living, I guess, Versailles, if you're the King Louis, whatever, something that you're using on a daily basis, it can be surrounded with a wall, and that would be a good mechitza. Now, the Ritva, in his explanation to Rashi on Daf, explanation of what Rashi mentions in Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, says, the Chum felt that since even Rabbi Huda agrees that you don't make a limit of 2 sasayim in these areas, so the same thing would be for the pasi biros, would be considered like a living area. The mission continues. You can expand the mechitza around the wells, as long as you keep adding these flat posts to connect the areas, or to make it that the place where the animals are walking through are not going to be bigger than either 10 or the 13 and 3rd amas as we had previously. Okay, so as the Rav explains, that all these that are surrounded for the dira, for living, it can be even the 10 times as much, we say the 10 kurim, you can carry with it. Since you can do that, you can expand the enclosure around the posts for the wells as much as you want, and that's the halacha. The Pharisee Israel says similarly with the posts for the wells, since it's used for people to drink there at any time. Now, Taisir Rabbi Akiva Ega says, previously in the first parak we talked about a caravan, and we said if you're surrounding a caravan, so you'll be able to carry within it on Shabbos, don't have a space that's too sasayim, that's empty and people aren't using it. Okay, now even though the mechitza around the caravan is much better than these posts that we have for the wells, because in the caravan they didn't allow these posts to work, still Tosus writes, as I saw on Daf Yud Chesmat Aleph, different Maschra Afilu, to explain the difference, because with the caravan, since it was made just for a temporary time period, as the people, you know, they're traveling, so they're making a temporary stop. So it's not considered so much mukaf ladira that it's done for a living, the enclosure is made for your living purposes. Or he says, here we're talking about the older regal, and the people going up to Yerushalayim on the regal, on the antif, they were makel, they made it, don't worry so much about it, and they said the post is just as good enough to make a mechitza. A complete mechitza. The Gemara Daf Yud Testament Beis says, but according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, even in a chatzar, if it's more than two sasayin's work, it wouldn't be usher to carry within it, unless you have mechitzas that are closed, completely closed around it. But the wells that have the pasta, have the posts that were made for a mechitza, and there the opening area is much wider than the closed area, therefore he says you shouldn't carry there if it's more than two sasayim. Okay, moving on to Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, and the Gemara is on Daf Chaf Beis and Aleph, Daf Chaf Beis and Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Haisa Derech HaRabban Mafsakasam, if the public had a thoroughfare going right through the area between the posts, as the Rav explains, it was a place where the public would be trampling through between the posts. What should you do? Mishnah says you saw Kenel Sadam, you should move their thoroughfare outside of the posts. The Rav says me outside of the posts, so the people will not be walking between the posts, because by walking through there they're making it like Rishas HaRabim, and they're wiping out any machitza you might have around it. The Bir Alach and Simon Shin Samach Gimel Sif Lamed Vav, the Rav Maschel Havi Machitza explains, well, he brings the Magen Avraham and Sifkat and Mem, that maybe as far as saying that the public is walking through and it's wiping out your Rishis HaYachid of your Mechitza, maybe it has to be something like the Shishim Rebu, 600,000. That was the Rabbim that they had in the Midbar. Okay? But other Achwarim say, no, we can't be talking about such a huge amount of people. And but the Dirishim in Os 150 says the Chazon Ish and Arachayim Simon Kuf Ches of Katan Yud Beis agrees with the Magen Avraham. Okay, now the So Rabbi Yehuda says, if the people or public is walking through, you have to move their thoroughfare outside of the posts. The Chacham Amar, the Mishnah says, Eino Tzarech, you don't have to. And the Rav says, the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Echad Bor HaRabim. So now the Mishnah says, whether you're talking about the cistern that the Rabbim control, as Rashanov says, that if the water stops, if they run out of water in the cistern, and since a lot of people are there, they'll remind each other that we can't use this anymore because there's nothing here. So you can't assume that the Pasi Biros made it Rishus Hayachid. And the Rav adds, the only reason they allowed the Pasi Biros, the posts around a water source, is that there should be water available for the people's animals when they're coming up to the regal. And if there's no water there, the posts don't consider aren't considered mechitza. Tiferes Yisrael mentions that the abor is something where water gathered together, and don't ask how is this different than a madura, a torch. We say if, even if 10 people are around a torch, you're not allowed to read by its light on Shabbos, like it says in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Min Aleph. We don't say there that the 10 people are going to remind each other together not to touch the light, not to adjust it. So here, people aren't, it should be a Kal Vachomer, it should be even greater. People aren't always there together around where the water is, okay? When one person is, the other person not necessarily there. So why do you say that people will remind each other that don't use it if the water ran out? So the answer is that people will remind each other, which means every day during the week, they'll realize that, and they'll remind each other that you can't carry there because the water has run out. Okay, I'm not sure how he would answer what happens if the water ran out on Shabbos itself, but I guess it's a less of a possibility, and that might not have to worry about. Okay, so whether it was talking about a bar that belonged to a rabbi, a cistern with water gathered together, or be'er a rabbi. What is be'er? As the Pirush Mishnayos Rambam explains, it's a well. It's a water is flowing there. Or a be'er a yachid, or it was a well belonging to a single person. In any one of these three cases, osan lehupasan, you're allowed to make the post for it. As Rashi Rav says, it would be mutter, and the water, oh, for the bear bites of the live running water will not stop. But aval a bear bor hayachad, but if it was a cistern that just gathered water and belonged to a single person, okay, the terrestrial says, now you have two strikes against it. It's a cistern that might run out of water, and it also only belongs to one person. There's not going to be anybody to remind him. So what do you have to do for that? Osan lo mechitza gavoh asar tvachim de Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, in that one case, if it was a cistern belonging to one individual, the only good mechitza would be something 10 tvachim high, a regular mechitza. And Rashi and Daf Yud Ches Mit Aleph, Divrei HaMaaseh Bar says, that we're talking about water that's gathered together, and it might just run out. And Rashi and Daf Yud Ches Mit Aleph, Divrei HaMaaseh Bar HaRabim says, if it's the Rabim there, then if the water runs out, they'll remind each other, and they won't carry there. The Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Gemara there points to a Gemara and Daf Gimel Mit Aleph, that Amar Rava Mipar Zinuk Zakya, he mentions this Rava from that town, that a sukkah belonging to a single person will know that something has gone bad. If you have a schach, which is partially a below the 20 tvachim, 20 amas high, and partially above, and then it starts going bad, and all the schach starts being, the schach part below the 20 amas is falls out, and all you're going to have left is the schach above the 20 amas, which is not good. So he says, this Rava, that a person himself will notice, and he won't sit in that type of a sukkah. But what about a mavoi? Okay, we need a lot of people, we're saying, to remind each other. Okay? And we say that the Gemara says that with a lot of people, he mentions that in that Gemara there, by the sukkah of one person, a person will know, but if it's the sukkah belongs to a lot of people, they won't necessarily remind each other. Just like a pot that's watched by a lot of different people, it'll never get too hot, won't get too cold. People won't realize what's going on. So it sounds like the Rebbe Akiva Eger, by pointing out that the Gemara is saying, why by a sukkah one person will remind himself, and by a bar he won't remind himself. We said before, the bar that belonged to one person, he won't realize that it's gone dry. That seems to be his implicit question by bringing up that of the Gemara. So I thought about it, and I came up with two answers. One, that a sukkah is something he built himself, usually, and he's responsible for the fact that it's kosher, and he'll be more alert that than from a cistern of water that just gathers by themselves. When it rains, the water gathers there, and it won't come to his mind to think that the water might run out. The second possibility is that the sukkah is above the ground, and he's always looking at it, and therefore he'll remember that he has to make sure that it's kosher. But the bor is underground, and he won't look at it all the time, and he might forget to see, and won't notice that they ran out of water. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda and Bava Omer, that was Rabbi Akiva, that the only good type of water source would be, well, it could be a few different types. It could be the a cistern belongs to a lot of people because they'll remind each other. It could be a flowing water belonging to a lot of people. It's always flowing, it won't run dry. But if it was a flowing belonging to one person, you could still put the possum because the water won't run dry. But if it was a cistern belonging to one person, you have two strikes against it. Therefore, you have to make a real good mechitza. Okay, but Rabbi Yehuda and Bava Omer, Ein Osim Pasin El Leber HaRabim Bavad. No, the only one of the four possibilities where you're allowed to make these posts is if you have a running water and it belongs to a lot of people. As Rashi will explain, you have two good points here. You have a lot of people and you also have water that won't run dry. Tesi Rikiv Ege says even if it's a lot of people there, you need to have the flowing water. Okay, it has to be something that is useful for people. And Rashi and Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, different Hamaskel Media, the Chazal Adam says, since we're doing the Mechitza for the water, we need Mayim Chashuvim, flowing fresh water, not gathered water, I guess, which might go stale. Okay, Taisis Daf Chaf Aleph and Aleph, different Hamaskel Media says, if you're going to ask, why do you need something that's available and fit for people? We're saying that the whole point of these wells with the posts around it is for the animals people are bringing to be olaregel. And the answer is that if a person did raise up water from the well for his animal and there was some water left, he's allowed to use it. Or we say that it's when we say that it only has to be something useful for an animal, that's when you first create these posts around the well. But if it was already built that way, For animals, it's also available. A person could use it to draw up water. And therefore, Behudim and Baba holds that you have to, has to be roy both for people and for animals. Now, the Rav adds also, that's the halacha, that it's got to be that, like Behudim and Baba, you only make these posts if it's a well and it's belonging to a lot of people. Taisi Behudim Eger says, something I don't quite agree with the Tosfos. He says, excuse me, Tosfos. Okay. Tosfos asks the question, why do you have to have something ready for the person? And he says, not a question, because over there the Rabbanan answered Behuda about the Be'er, about the flowing water. That's what the Mishnah previously was talking about, that even two kurim, it's good, because it's similar to the Pasi Beros. We said earlier today that it's similar to the deer and the sachar, something people are going to use. And that's what the Rav mentioned. Since it's roy for a person's use, you can have even a bigger type of enclosure, like many kurim. And that's what Rashi explains, and Tosu explains there. So that's why you need, it's roy for a person to drink, that it can be mukaf ladir, it can be considered that it's something that's for personal's living conditions. Even though we're only allowing the animals of the Ola Regalim to initially drink from it, still it's considered Mukav Ladira, because during the weekdays, people will drink from it. Okay, not just talking about Shabbos, talking something that is useful for people as well during the week. Now the Rav adds on, we're talking about initially that it's just for the animals of Ola Regalim, and only in Eretz Yisrael, not if you're making this like on the root Eretz Yisrael, the Ole Regalim, there the Pasi Beros wouldn't be good. But a person, he says, the Rav, a person can't go and pull up water from between the posts, because he can just go down to the well or to the cistern and drink there. Okay, and the Mishnah ends up, Lashar, anything else than what we're talking about here, Osen Chagur Gavor Asar Tfachim, you have to make an enclosure around it that would be 10 Tfachim high. And Rashi says this chagur is surrounding it with ropes, the Rav says, or he makes the ropes, or he makes a regular enclosure of 10 fachim high. Taisi Yantar says, brings from the Rabbi Yonasan, Since you need a machitza on all four sides, he called it a chagur, a belt is completely surrounded. Tzvir Yisrael says, and Rashi is he thinks that Rashi is telling you an extra point here when he mentions about the belt, about the ropes, that even if it's only a machitza made of horizontal strips, like a belt, that would still be considered machitza. But the Meiri says, no, it's got to be horizontal and vertical, and not from ropes either. He doesn't agree with Rashi on that. That's the end of Rashi here today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me 052-244-9331. Have a good day.